Monday, the 22nd of September. I'm Alec Hogg, and here is your update for BizNews Premium members. I've decided to do things a little differently in future. On the one hand, it is much more personable when you get my voice rather than text. And on the other hand, I can probably cover a bit more ground in a very short period of time that will just give you some more insights into what's going on in the BizNews world and indeed the news that you need to know about. You will have seen that I did an interview over the weekend, stepping into those huge shoes of Neil de Beer in the Sunday show with Chris Stain, where I'm not going there again, but it was really just to update our community about Neil's wishes to start what he wanted to have known as the Liberty Conference. We spoke about it a couple of times and swapped some WhatsApps on it. Neil's idea was that the South African freedoms are coming under a lot of strain, a lot of pressure, and unless you focus attention on it, on the things like economic freedoms, the rule of law, the overreach of the state, and the personal freedoms that we have, unless you remind people about that, they won't be able to join the dots when these are under attack, as they are continuously from autocrats and, well, and the miscreants. Anyway, we will be having that conference on the 9th of March next year, and we're hoping that we make it an annual event just before the BizNews conference, which we have also in March. So on the 9th will be the Liberty Conference, and then BNC 8, the BizNews conference, the annual conference, the 8th one, obviously, that's why it's called 8, will be from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's coming next year, and it'll be in the honor of Neil de Beer, who incidentally is the only person to have had a standing ovation at any of the BizNews conferences, and that was in March this year. We really miss him. Neil would have had a lot to say, no doubt, about the Madlanga Commission, where General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has been giving evidence. There are other members of the SAPS who are giving evidence now, and well, at the end we'll have Paul O'Sullivan also giving his side of the story. It's shaping up as either O'Sullivan is right or Mkhwanazi is right. And, well, people I'm talking to are making up their mind, perhaps on emotional reasons. I would just caution you to make any judgments just yet, particularly if you look at the record of O'Sullivan. He has put two police commissioners behind bars, including Jackie Celebi, who you may recall was very close to Thabo Mbeki and was so well regarded globally that he was the head of Interpol. Hard evidence from Mkhwanazi? Well, not a heck of a lot that I've seen, but I'm sure that the commissioners are paying great attention to what's going on there at the Madlanga Commission, as we are, as a nation. Today, I had an interview with Piet le Roux. He's the chief executive of Sakalega. You can see that. It's embedded in this email, and you can also get it on BizNews TV. In essence, it's to do with the Ekurhuleni Metro, which has started the road towards expropriation without compensation. They've expropriated Driefontein Farm, which is a 34-hectare plot that the owners were wanting to develop into housing. The Ekurhuleni Metro in 2018 decided that they would not allow the owners to develop the housing. In fact, they would just take it away from them because it was in the public interest, according to them. The owners, not surprisingly, because the farm was worth, well, those 34 hectares were worth 30 million rand at least, and an independent valuation put it as high as 64 million rand. They have been fighting this in court. They're not fighting the expropriation, but they are fighting the without compensation part. And Ekurhuleni is fighting to have nil compensation. Now, why would they do this? Why would they spend millions and millions of their ratepayers' scarce resources on a case like this. I dug a little bit, and perhaps the answer lies in the structure of the council of the Metro, where the EFF has got the portfolio, the MEC portfolio, for housing, what they call human settlements, and for community services. So this will be an EFF project, you can be sure, certainly EFF managed. And we need to be very, very afraid of this. And I say so because I'm busy reading the new book, Malema, Money, Power, Patronage, by Micah Reddy and Pauli van Wyk. And if you ever want to know about how the EFF chair, or what's he, commander-in-chief, Julius Malema, got so rich on a politician's salary, well, they've unpacked it all for us. And they've given us the smoking guns, many of them. And it is just a case of, a little bit like Marcus Uster. When all was said and done, he was no great devious brainiac who had maneuvered his way through things. He was just a common thief. And that's a very similar thing with Malema as well. The way he went about this, it's just common thievery, almost brutally blunt in its application. Well, I'm looking forward to talking with Micah and Pauli later in the week and unpacking that part of the EFF story. But in the meantime, you can go and watch this part of the EFF story, where the EFF is in partnership, in coalition with the ANC. It has been since 2019 in Ekurhuleni, and they've brought in Action SA and the Patriotic Alliance as part of their coalition. And you've just got to wonder what the Patriotic Alliance and Action SA were thinking when they joined that coalition, and indeed whether they are going to be rewarded or punished by voters in the next election. Well, that's it for today. Look forward to being back in your company again tomorrow. And remember, there's plenty for you to read on BizNews Premium. And in future, you'll be getting your update from me on a daily basis. Cheerio.